Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. Each weekday, we meet you right where you are as one of our 30 writers shares what's going on in her everyday life and how God's right in the middle of it all. They bring their unique experiences, joys, and struggles equally so that you can feel less alone and be empowered by the hope Jesus gives. Listen in as our narrator, Grace P. Cho, reads today's article.
Today's article is written by Holly Girth and is titled, Tired of Trying to Make Everything Okay? Here's a More Peaceful Way. I'm sitting in a drive-thru line, pondering a situation I can't seem to control. My husband and I are in snowy Colorado, coming home from a trip with family. We're catching a flight in the morning, which means staying at a hotel tonight, and fast food is the only nearby option. In a quest for comfort, I order the same meal I did as a kid. Filet-O-Fish and hot fudge sundae. Don't judge. Our time here has felt magical. Skiing, sledding, making snickerdoodles, cozying up under warm blankets. But I've been vaguely distracted by a situation back home. I can't figure out how to resolve it, I tell my husband when he asks what I'm thinking. I've fixated on this particular problem for months, looked at it from every angle, broken it apart and put it back together. But I can't find peace. Now, even on vacation, there's no rest inside my mind. I feel weary, so tired of worrying, exhausted from carrying the weight of what I can't seem to make right. I pause and pray these words. God, give me the wisdom to know what work is mine to do today. I release everything and everyone else to you. Amen. I feel a shift within my soul as soon as I finish. I realize I thought I wanted a solution, but what I really needed was to surrender. Stop fighting what I can't change. Start focusing on my own life instead of what I can't fix. Release responsibility for other people and return to what God has asked of me. I was doing work that wasn't mine. Work that isn't ours, trying to be responsible for everything and everyone. Telling ourselves something is our fault when it's the result of a broken world or someone else's choices. Carrying more than our share of the emotional weight in a relationship. Forcing an outcome rather than taking the next small step of obedience. Work that is ours includes taking responsibility for our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, desires, and needs. It involves taking care of our hearts, souls, minds, and bodies. It means we run with endurance the race God has set before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:1-2. The funny thing? The second I said amen, the person I'd been struggling with sent me a text message. I'd been holding on so tight, and when I finally let go, it seemed to unlock something in a way beyond what my human mind is able to comprehend. Of course, I still want to try to take control. The situation isn't fully resolved, and I want to put a nice check mark next to it. I want to clean it up, put it in a category, make it neat and tidy. I don't want to deal with the mess, the uncertainty, my absolute inability to cause things to turn out the way I want. I've had to pray the same little prayer I did that night in the drive-thru over and over again. I've said it at least 5 times this morning, and it's only 9 a.m. I might say it 100 times before I go to sleep tonight. After I say amen, I ask, what is my work to do right now? Then, I clean up the kitchen, hug my husband, walk a few steps, or pull out my laptop and type words that will remind me of what is true, and hopefully do the same for you. Confession. I don't always want to do this. Sometimes I'd much rather whine, pout, and try to take charge again. Sometimes that's exactly what I do, and that's okay. Surrender is often a process, not an event. If you're worn out from trying to control something or someone, I'm inviting you to say this prayer and ask this question with me too. Today, let's do our work and let God do His. If you struggle with anxiety or would like a little extra encouragement today, the first 3 devotions in Holly's newest devotional, What Your Mind Needs for Anxious Moments, are free. Enter your email at the link at the end of today's article, and you'll receive the devos in your email inbox right away. And to read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. We'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast and to find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
We all want and need wisdom, but how do we get it? Join our winter online Bible study as we explore what the Bible has to say about wisdom. Author Grace P. Cho will lead us through Create in Me a Heart of Wisdom. Sign up today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is narrated by Grace P. Cho and brought to you by Dayspring, makers of your favorite cards, books, and gifts. Visit them today at dayspring.com.